Welcome to Film Friday. We are here again in Beijing. I'm Dave.
Echo.
Brendan.
And we've got a movie that it makes me feel old.
I never saw it.
Well, at that time I was very young. I wouldn't say...
Echo's a bit sensitive because someone commented that Echo sounded very mature.
Well, I'm young.
Define young.
Young is young. Young is fresh. With hope.
Okay.
Oh man, well, I haven't been young for the past...
Because that is the hope thing. That's the real kicker. Right?
Hope's a...
Here's the clip from the movie.
Yeah.
Susan, 我不是你想象的那样。你什么意思？ 我遇见你之前只是个小连队的成员。我骑车上学，和朋友一起玩，上街去闲逛。
Jason，你在说什么？
我想回家。我想我家里的人了，苏珊，我想回家。
天哪，你结婚了
？I gotta say, the first time I heard this, there's one of those lines. It's one of the early ones. I had no idea what they're talking about.Well, it was 小连队的成员. Yeah. Do you get that, Brenna?
我只是个小连队的成员.
I didn't, but that's because I was never in this particular team.
Actually, for me, well, you know, listening to Chinese, I have no idea what they're talking about. Actually, because we don't have this kind of 小连队 in China.
Well, you have your own little team.
小连队.
Right? Well, you know,
yeah, kind of other 队.
The word here is little league. Yeah. So they're talking about baseball. He used to be in the little league.
Yeah.
And then he says a bunch of other things he used to do.
Yeah. Right. Actually, I think the first line is pretty useful. 我不是你想的那样.
Yeah, I use that one all the time.
No. In a good way or in a bad way.
Yeah. I think, does he say 我不是你想的那样 or
我不是你想象的那样.
Right. So 想象 is like imagine, right? I'm not as you imagine me.
Yes.
I was in little league.
Yes, I didn't. Yeah. I had said worst childhood ever. I didn't see this movie, and I was not in Little League, so all of this went way over my head when I saw it.
I was in T-ball. That's where they. It's like baseball, but it's
Canadian.
It's I don't know. Do you guys have this? It's where they actually take the ball, and they stick it on a post or one of these rubber tubes so that you can actually hit it.
So it's like baseball without the skill or challenge.
It's got its challenge because it's still possible to miss. you're 6 years old, 7 year old. You take a swing, you're lucky if you hit the ball. But I think it's because, I mean, baseball, I remember when I was in the States, you guys people took it really seriously.
I guess.
Not in Philadelphia.
We hate America.
So it really is a, you know, fei cheng.
It's
fei mei guo de.
Well, it's fei. It's fei.
Oh, like, it's fei.
Yeah.
Oh.
Fei in this case, like expenditure.
Yeah,
but it sounds like, actually it's nice because, you know, in Philadelphia, people call it filthy Delphia. And it works really well in Chinese. You can just use like zuo fei de fei for fei cheng.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway.
But this city is not set in Philadelphia.
No, although. Although the actor was in a movie of that name, which I actually saw them filming right around the corner from my school when I was in like fourth grade.
Wow. You like him?
The actor or the movie?
The actor.
The actor.
He won tons of Oscars, I remember. But that was his first dry year.
Yeah. Well, and it was the first movie to deal with that topic. Or the first kind of mainstream movie to deal with that topic. And they had the awesome Bruce Springsteen song.
Yeah.
So we're giving you clues for the actor now.
I think maybe people can find more clues in the dialogue.
Yeah. The rest of the dialogue's pretty straightforward. You know, he tells us what he's doing. You know, I'm not the kind of person you think I am. I miss home.
So
there was one word that you had a bit of a problem with where he was saying like I used to hang out with my friends, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. What was that, Echo?
闲逛.
我骑车上学，和朋友一起玩，上街去闲逛。
闲逛 ，so 闲 is like leisurely
idle, yes.
Right? And 逛 is like hang out.
So it's 逛街的逛。
逛街的逛。
Yeah, exactly.
闲
闲逛。
Like 闲闲。
To emphasize, you're pretty 闲 and you go to Guang.
Yeah.
你每天都闲逛。
Right.
到底干什么了?
Yeah,
like that.
I think people are going to get this. The question is if people are going to make the connection, because the last line is a bit misleading.
Mm. Yeah.
Right.
So another thing, when you're listening to this, these two people are calling each other by names, and they're mm-hmm. weird-sounding names in Chinese
yeah.
because they're just taking the English names and, you know. Blah.
Yeah. Susan.
That's Susan.
Yeah.
That's my sister's name.
Mm.
And the guy's name is Josh, right?
Yeah. We don't quite have this kind of translation, but it's kind of like 乔诗
something like that. So
yes.
Anyway, when you're listening, that's what that is. It's not a word that
yes.
we're not pointing out.
Yeah. What's Brendan anyway?
I've seen a bunch of ways actually, like, you know, Bulandong is I'll tell you if you
although,
really
you, know, you put
you,
that on the customs form crossing border.
Yeah. I guess if you really want fun, have an apostrophe in your name. Hmm. I have had banking adventures. Because
huh.
mm-hmm. Nobody writes a computer system capable of handling an apostrophe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not to mention that the boxes are all just about wide enough for your first name.
Yeah, mm. and also, like, these systems, my local police station, you know, when I go register, their printer goes crazy at the apostrophe. It actually just prints out junk all over my registration slip. And they
awesome.
Have to amend it by hand because they don't know what to do with it.
Huh.
So there's a tip. Don't be named Josh. Don't be named Brendan. Mm.
And
only
have
an apostrophe
in
your
name
if you like adventure.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Everybody is David.
Yeah. Mm. David's easy. It's Daiwei or Daiwei.
It's pretty.
Right?
And it's, what I like about it is it's actually, well, I used to have another name. And then it was 3 years or something that I was going by this other, or maybe 2 years. It was technically mm-hmm. Lan Kai Shu. And, you know, you go through this rigmarole where you're like, what's your name? And you explain it to them. And then every time.
Lan
you're like,
Kai
what?
Xia should be. Not Lan Kai.
No, it was, this is exactly what I mean, right?
Yeah.
You tell someone their name and they're like, oh, no, that's what your name should be.
Yeah.
So foreign names, at least people know you're a foreigner. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't use the Chinese.
Actually, you know what? The one of the best translation of the names I've ever heard is for Kevin. And they translated, actually not just translated, they give the guy a name like Wen Kai. Like it pretty much. Yeah.
Hmm. What's Kevin Rudd's name? The Australian Prime Minister.
Lu Kowen. I like our friend Jeremy Goldcorn at Dunway
uh-huh.
has got the best Chinese name ever.
Yeah.
Or his, you know, his surname
oh,
in English is Goldcorn. His given name is Jeremy. His Chinese name is Jin Yumi. I think
yeah.
that's pretty cool.
It's cute.
He
sounds a bit like a Japanese pop star too.
Yeah,
like,
or a North Korean dictator.
I knew actually one guy. His name was Eve. Yifu.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I've given malicious names before.
but you can always change them.
Yeah.
One of the nice things about China.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I totally abandoned my Chinese name a few years ago, and I haven't really bothered to get a new one since.
Yeah. So we've kind of strayed from the topic, but I think that's because it's a pretty easy dialogue to understand. The question is, can you actually peg it to the movie?
Yes.
And if
that
you can,
last line's a bit tricky.
If you can, don't feel bad because I couldn't either.
Hmm.
I would score pretty low on any test of 80s pop culture.
Hmm.
Was it 80s?
This was the 80s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can tell actually from the soundtrack. We're looking for clips, and about half of them have the you know this heavy synth going in the background.
Yeah.
And, like Bananarama.
Yeah. There's also you can't see it, but the girl's got kind of the frizzy dyed
hair.
Oh,
yeah.
It's
the Molly
yeah.
Ringwald style.
Yeah.
Moving on, we're going to play the clip again. Good luck if you can get it. If you think you know what movie it is, Echo, what should we do?
Write to me at echo@popupchinese.com.
So we'll see you next week. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Have fun.
Susan, 我不是你想象的那样。
你什么意思？
我遇见你之前只是个小连队的成员，我只是个小连队的成员。我骑车上学，和朋友一起玩，上街去闲逛。
Jason，你在说什么？
我想回家。 我想我家里的人的苏珊，我想回家。
天哪，你结婚了？